We are now up to Simon Tov Samach Beis, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Sif Aleph, may Peris below Mayim Ein Machmitz in Klal. The Machaber Shita is that if you take flour and mix it with fruit juice that cannot turn into chametz at all, even if it seems to rise, it seems to be fermenting, that fermentation process does not constitute chimutz. Umutir lecho bepesach matzah shenelosha mebei Peris, and you're allowed to, according to the Mechaber, eat on Pesach a matzah where the flour was kneaded with fruit juice, even if you had it sitting around the whole day before baking it. Unlike flour and water, where you have 18 minutes from when you mix the flour and water until putting it into the oven, and anything more than that, if it sat without being worked on, it will turn to chametz. May Paris with flour will never be able to turn into chametz altogether. Avol ein yotza ba yidei chavoso, you cannot be yotza the kazayis of matzah, the kazayis of matzah leila seder, b'pnei shehi matzah ashira, because Chazal call this rich matzah, matzah ashira, ukrok siv lechem oni, and the pasuk refers to matzah as lechem oni, the poor bread. This is not poor bread, meaning there's no problem of this being chametz, but it's also not matzah. Now, what's considered may peris? So we'll see a little more further. The Mishnah Berurah does mention, though, that included in this is wine and oil, honey and milk. Now, the Mechaber is talking about may peris, fruit juice alone, without any water whatsoever. Because if there's a drop of water in it, we're going to see that the halach is going to change. That's going to be sif beis. Whereas, so now we get to sif beis, says the Mechaber, may peris imayim, whereas if you have fruit juice mixed with water, marin lahachmetz, not only if you take flour and mix it with fruit juice and water, not only can it become chametz, but it becomes chametz more quickly then flour and water becomes chametz. Yosu mishari sehilkach ein lolush behem. You shouldn't knead with them, because when you knead the dough, you're obviously not going to knead it every second. There's going to be a bit of a gap. And once you mix water with fruit juice, we say that that actually speeds up the process of fermentation of chimutz. And as a result of it, as you're kneading it, it may turn into chametz if you stop for a few seconds. Whereas if you were lush, if you actually needed it, the Mechaber Shita is that you should bake it immediately, and you can eat it. Now, what happens if you did not bake it immediately? What happens if there was a gap between the time that you needed it and the time that you baked it? It wasn't 18 minutes. It was less than that. What exactly is the halacha there? So Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down in Sifkat and Ches here, he says that we should have asked it right away. We should asked it because if it was sitting around a little bit, because we know that this can become chametz immediately. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down that in Hefsid Meruba, it's going to be mutter if it did not stand for 18 minutes, if it does not look like it's got any signs of chimutz. And it seems like that is the Mishnah Berurah's maskana. However, we're going to see later that the Ramah holds that our minig is bechlal not to eat matzah that's made with may pears even without water on Pesach. Now, the question of what happens if flour was hit with fruit juice, so it didn't become chametz according to the Mechaber, and it dried out, and now you're going to go and mix it with water. Do we say that the water is going to mix with the dried fruit juice and be machmetz miyad or not? So in the Bir Halacha brings a machlokus, and Lamaisa he says that if it dried up completely, one can be makel. He adds a condition, it has to be b'shas atchak, and once again, we're going to see that the Ramah's minig is that we do not eat matzah ashira all of Pesach, not only because you can't be yotza the mitzvah, but we're going to see that we consider it a chash of being chametz.